The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Robinson Jr. will join the Junks coming up at 9 o'clock, so that's in just about half an hour. So be sure to keep listening for that. We wanted to get into this article published by Chris Trapasso on CBSSports.com. The headline, what's happening to Jaden Daniels? Analyzing the Commander quarterback's sudden decline. So Jaden Daniels, in his first six starts, completed 75% of his throws. He was averaging almost 8.5 yards per attempt. He had six passing touchdowns, just two picks.
Let me just say, that completion percentage is unsustainable. It's certainly unsustainable for a rookie. And so for anybody to think, oh, there's been a drop-off, well, that was crazy.
Yeah, so he scored five times on the ground as well. He's averaging 5.11 yards per carry during those first six starts. Now, over the last three games, all losses for the Commanders, Daniels has completed just 61.5% of his throws.
Mm-hmm.
His yards per attempt has come down basically a full 2 yards. He's at 6.42 yards per attempt with three touchdowns and three picks.
There are a lot of numbers in this article. I sent this to Drab yesterday. I read it, and it was interesting. A couple of factors.
I also read it last night.
One had to do with Yak. So early in the season, first 6 weeks of the season, Washington was 10th in the football in yards after the catch per reception at 5.6 yards. He was also the only quarterback in the NFL with four receivers in the top 25 in separation, which, you know, is surprising. We talked about Luke McCaffrey, and McCaffrey hasn't had a ton of targets.
I don't get
But he was one of the guys who was open.
Yeah, they would always say he's open all over the place.
Separation scores more than almost anybody in the NFL. Doesn't mean you're getting a ton of catches, but guys are open. So the summary from Trapasso basically said, early in the season, let me see if I can find the exact paragraph, but here it is. In short, Daniels wasn't connecting on very many high degree of difficulty throws, but he was very accurate on mostly underneath routes to typically open receivers, and he took good care of the football. Plus, he ran efficiently when he didn't like what he saw in the pocket. That play style description is perfectly acceptable for a rookie quarterback. And then you see later on, it's a lot of advanced metrics, but you see that a lot of the numbers have changed, not favorably for Daniels. He's taking care of the football still, and his big-time throw rate, it's fine, and he actually points out big-time throws. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is 32nd in the NFL, so it's not just about these throws, which they say are qualified as big-time throws, but where you see the dips for Jaden is the adjusted completion rate has dipped, which we've talked about. You said it wasn't sustainable. His average depth of target has come down. His pressure to sack rate has jumped. I saw Grant Paulson had a statistic about pressures. So some of the narrative to kind of defend Jaden is, well, he's getting pressured more. And the numbers actually don't say that. He's being pressured about the same amount, but he's actually being sacked more often.
I don't know. You have to explain the pressure thing, because if he gets rid of the ball quickly before the pressure really develops, he just reads it, he's still pressured. Like, what is pressure? What are they saying pressure is? He was hit after he threw it? He was hit while he threw it? What's pressure? There were more guys than blockers? Because that's what I see a lot. I see more guys than blockers. Like, we're getting outnumbered, or we're just getting smoked, and he's having to rush his throws. So I don't know what they consider
typically
pressure.
I believe pressure is when a quarterback is moved off his spot.
Right. I mean, but I consider being pressured, you see the guys coming, you just get rid of it right away.
I'm taking this from Grant Paulson, who took it from PFF.
Yeah.
All right. But weeks 1 through 6, according to Pro Football Focus, Jaden Daniels was pressured 35% of dropbacks. Mm-hmm. Weeks 8 through 12, it's 32% of dropbacks. So the curious thing is, according to those stats, he's being pressured less.
I hear what you're saying.
But he's being sacked more.
My eyes tell me differently.
And the offense in general is being less effective.
That's,
I think this goes
sure.
to, if you kind of put it all together, I think Jaden's a small piece of this. I do think Jaden is a piece of this.
Yeah, I think
I think Cliff is the biggest piece. Defenses have definitely made an adjustment. I don't know if Pittsburgh gave the league a script, but around the Pittsburgh game in the last couple games, and at first I just said, well, Pittsburgh's got personnel that other teams don't have. But then you saw it again with Philly, and Philly has great personnel. I mean, Mitchell's an excellent young corner. They've got Jalen Carter. They've got talent all over that field. One of the best teams in the league. But then when Dallas, who's banged up, doesn't even have some of their key players. I know Micah was on the field, but one of their best corners wasn't there. One of their best defensive linemen wasn't there.
Micah is an all-time great.
Dallas, in that game, they had like $100 million worth of salary cap players sidelined that weren't even on the field.
Yeah, exactly. But they had number 11. That's all you need.
Okay,
give me number 11. You can have my entire defense.
They had number 11.
In fact, you can have my entire offense too, except for Jaden, and give me 11.
They had a number 11 the week before when they got ripped. Okay.
Oh, he doesn't win every time, but give me 11.
I know.
Give me that kid.
You can't have him. I know you want him, but you can't have him.
That's not why
the whole team, except for Jaden.
The point is, it's beyond the one game, and it's beyond just good opponents. Something has happened where the offensive production has dipped significantly, and Jaden is a part of that.
Trapasso point, this is a good line from him, I think, in this article. Washington is realizing its scheme might not be brilliant, and its pass-catching options, while good, are rarely great.
And do they have the number of drops in there? I mean, because I think he's really
think
been stricken
comes,
with drops.
I think that comes into play in the whole adjusted completion percentage.
By the way, he's definitely missed throws. All quarterbacks miss throws. And he was at an unsustainable level before. And he's probably playing a little below what I think his ability is right now.
Even though they're
swooning. Because he'd been hurt and he hadn't been getting the reps. I buy all that that Quinn said. That the rhythm wasn't there. The extra reps before and after practice. You know, the great ones, they're out repping everybody. They don't just walk out there and be great. They rep it out more than anyone.
Even though there's a dip, obviously, in the level of play and the offense, they're losing games. I'm not to the point yet where I'm looking at mock drafts for 2025. I'm not to that point yet. But I am starting to get to the point where I'm going to be looking at the shopping list for Adam Peters for top flight free agent wideouts. Like, who's going to be available, who they might splurge on to help out Jaden Daniels.
I might be in the minority
the offseason.
I think the Noah Brown pickup has been huge.
I think it's been good. I think he's a quality wide receiver, but I don't think he's special.
He might not be special, but he's a big guy.
If he were special, he would have stuck with either Dallas or Houston. Like, he's not in that level.
No, he's not special, but he's a quality receiver.
He's a solid player.
That has helped this football
team.
He's
a solid addition, especially late. Was he picked up in training camp? I think it was late in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
He's a solid add. But if I'm Adam Peters, I have to look at the roster and say, I need to be better than solid. I need to have like a superstar level player to pair with Terry McLaurin to make this offense scarier and more comfortable for Jaden.
This is from The Athletic. So I read Trapasso's article, then I saw this from The Athletic yesterday. We had Mike Jones from The Athletic earlier on the show, and he was part of it. And this is less numbers, more kind of observational and opinions from Ted Wynn, who writes for Fantasy Football Film Analysis, but also at The Athletic. The offense is far too predictable. Defenses are catching up. They haven't been as willing to run Jaden Daniels after his rib injury, and so much of the system is predicated on the quarterback options and scrambles. They're handicapped without it. Now, I do think that they utilized it more this week against Dallas. The short passes and screens haven't been as effective either. Their unwillingness to throw the ball downfield is maddening to watch. Offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury was dismissive when asked about the trend of his offenses falling off a cliff in the second half of seasons during his time in Arizona. But it looks like it's happening again. Kyler Murray took a beating when Kingsbury was his head coach, and the same scenario is playing out with Daniels. When asked about the regression last week, Kingsbury said he didn't plan on changing his offense. But the system desperately needs to evolve. And here are the numbers. Wynn points it out. We've talked about it a lot. But he has two specific statistics during his tenure running the offense in Arizona. 2019 to 2022. Points per drive, weeks 1 through 8, 2.29. Weeks 8 through 17, 1.91. Pretty significant points per drive. Drops
25%.
Maybe. And then EPA per drive, which is expected
points added.
Points added was 10th in the league. I'll just go with that. 10th in the league first half of the season, 24th in the league second half of the season.
No, listen.
It's history. Can he buck history? Sure. But right now, it seems to be repeating itself.
Yeah, I got to imagine that they're very well aware of this, and they're self-evaluating, and they're trying to figure it out. One thing I will say is I think Jaden's particularly good, and you see it in end-of-game scenarios in quick game. And they were running a lot of quick game, no huddle stuff, or, you know, Peyton just standing there calling a play. Last few weeks, and this is perception, so this could be wrong. My perception is they like to do it after completed passes, not as much as when they're running.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so we're running 2 yards. We're not doing quick game, right? So I just feel like we need to get the passing game involved more intermediate stuff.
I mean, he was on the drive where it ended with Ertz catching the touchdown. You know, they're behind 20-9 at that point. He was 7-for-7 on passing. I kind of feel like the defense was different there, and he's just passing. So
I agree.
But I do think there probably is something tempo.
They're better at up-tempo. He's good at it.
Yeah.
He's good at it.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Jaden Daniels' teammate, Brian Robinson Jr. He'll be on the show coming up at 9 a.m.